It's been quite a while now since the average British pub was a place of sawdust on the floors, spilt beer on the tables, and perhaps a dartboard on the wall. They do still exist, but in many towns and cities you're just as likely these days to find gastropubs with distinctly upmarket food and prices to match. Today saw publication of the latest edition of the Michelin Guide to Eating Out in Pubs, and you don't get much of a mention there if all you can offer is a packet of crisps and a pickled onion. But in these straitened times, are gastropubs at risk of pricing themselves out of the market? Paul Moss reports.
They've hired a new chef at the Hillgate Pub in West London. It's a place that's already proud of its cuisine, with a menu that includes wild fennel salami and chicken liver parfait. Even the peanuts are coated with wasabi. But as the manager Kelly Batchelor explained, they still felt the need to up their culinary game.
With our new chef, we are hoping to improve our menu and that he's going to bring some new touches. I actually have had a little taste of some of his food today, which was carpaccio beetroot and an anchovy and onion tart. And if the food's going to come out like that, then I'm very pleased that we've got this new chef on board. All of the competitors are going that way, and you have to stay in the competition, basically.
Not everyone's competing, though. The Iron Duke pub is in one of the more expensive neighbourhoods of central London. But they'll still do you a cheese and onion pasty for £2, or a sausage roll at £2.50, brown sauce included. I had a lunchtime drink there with the restaurant critic A.A. Gill. He's worried that pubs face ever tougher financial pressures, so they're becoming gastro joints for the wrong reason.
They're desperate. They need to make money that they're not making out of selling booze. And actually, what you want from a pub and what you want from a restaurant are two quite different things. If you want to sit and eat, you don't want to be surrounded by people getting drunk, trying to pick each other up and playing spoof. Alternately, if you are at a pub and you want to shout and be with your mates, you don't want to have to work your way around old people who are eating gammon and pineapple.
Boiled beef and carrots.
We have come a long way. For much of the 20th century, pub food was considered to be Britain's culinary low point. If the word gastro was used about pubs, it referred to the gastroenteritis people suffered after eating one too many Scotch eggs. It was, ironically, a previous recession that changed British pub food. During the early 1980s, people couldn't afford to go out to restaurants so much. But it turned out they would pay for a decent meal at their local. And suddenly, landlords up and down the country seemed to be playing their very own version of Ready, Steady, Cook.
The first time I saw a gastro pub, I have to say I was very underwhelmed. It was a lovely, no-nonsense boozer with very good beer. And then it changed into a gastro pub, and to me it just lost all that pub feeling.
Roger Protz is editor of the Good Beer Guide and something of a gastro-sceptic.
Every time I hear the word gastropub, I really want to reach for my revolver. Too often, the gastropubs become too upmarket and, most importantly, too expensive. I mean, we have a recession, money is tight. What they have to do is to concentrate on what they can do best, not enormously long menus as long as the Dead Sea Scrolls, but just offering good value for money.
Well, I've now come to a very special pub as far as pub food goes. The York and Albany in North London has just been given an important accolade. It's got a place in the brand new edition of the Michelin Guide, Eating Out in Pubs. And I'm here with the guide's editor, Rebecca Burr. Rebecca, what is it about a pub like this that gets it a place in your guide?
It's the food, the variety of dishes. People don't want reheated dishes or things just thrown in the fryer. They want regional specialities prepared by good chefs.
You don't think some people still go to the pub for a pie and chips to have with their beer?
Of course they do, but it's got to be a pie that's well done.
Well, look at the pie here, braised lamb pie, £17. Beyond what most people you'd think would want to spend in a boozer.
I don't think so. I think they want to come to a pub, pay a little bit more and get something that's really...
It's a subject that does seem to invite strong opinions. Certainly back at the Hillgate pub, there were a variety of views, like the variety of main courses you'll soon be able to order here to accompany your carpaccio of beetroot.
It's quite posh. I preferred normal food, just like fish and chips. It's traditional British food, really. Pubs just stick to pub grub, because that's what they're there for.
How do you feel about the changes we've seen in British pub food?
Well, I sort of prefer the old days when you used to have a pie and a pint, but now it's all gone a bit fancy and it's a bit like going to a restaurant.
Some people say that old pub food didn't taste very good, though.
Oh, it used to be great. Sweaty old cheese sandwich used to be great.
I come from Australia. We don't eat in pubs. Pubs are really for drinking. If you get some crisps, then that's kind of a bonus.
So how did you feel when you came to Britain and found these gastro pubs serving restaurant-style meals?
I applied for a British passport immediately.
That report from Paul Moss. You're listening to The World Tonight on Radio 4 with Robin Lustig.